Sagt die Gemara, darf mehr mal mit alle von der Tab. Omar Rav, Toil Boruch, Toil Boruch. If someone is Beitzea, he cut the bread, and before he had a chance to put the bread in his mouth, he says, Toil Boruch. Sagt Rashi, Behoishid Lemisha Etzloi, and he turns to someone that's next to him, and he tells him, Toil, take, Mipusas Abrocha. So even though he's being sach now between the brocha and the eating, he doesn't have to make a brocha again. We know speaking is a hefsek. Can amrim b'menoches soch ben tefillin tefillin soch levarich? If you sach between the tefillin shel yad and shel rosh, v'chem b'kisei adam. If you sach before you mechase the dam after the brocha, hach sicha tzoyrech brocha v'loy mifsika. This sikh is necessary for the brocha because he's being moitzi other people. So you're telling them, Toil Boruch, take this prusa that I made the brocha on.
If you're
so, you got to
make another brocha.
Correct. According to the Goyin, you always make one brocha. And if you're soch, then you make a second brocha.
Right.
According to the Veld, that makes two brochas. So when they soch, what do they do? What they do is they make again a lahaniach and a al mitzvahs. And according to the Goyin, you never made a al mitzvahs. You only made a lahaniach. So now you make the al mitzvahs when you were soch. Zog the Gemara weiter. Have a melech, have a lift on. If he tells the people around him, pass me the salt, pass me the lift on that's necessary for the dip of the bread, I take the pass and I melafis the pass. Tzorich levorech. You have to be mevorech. Because that's already not called so much of a tzorich brocha. Rabbi Yechon Roman, no. If you have your melech, if you lift on, even if you have your melech, if you lift on, nami and tzorich levorech, you don't have to make a brocha either. However, govil leturo, did you feed the animals? So Rashi, govil samusim b'mayim, did you mix the grains, the mursin with the water for the shvorim? Govil leturo, that's tzorich levorech. That's really not tzorich for you. The Rav Shesh is on a no. Even when you say Gov L'Tur, you don't have to make a bracha. Again, we're talking about you speaking after the bracha, before you eat. You said Gov L'Tur, you don't have to make a bracha. What's the chiddush? Why? The chiddush is that even, because the Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, you are not allowed to eat yourself until you feed your animals. Shenema, v'nosati eisa b'sotcha l'vemtecha, v'hoda v'chalta b'savoto. So shteito yisod is a machloikas. The first man the Omer had held that only toil ubaruch is not a hefsek. Zok Rashi, hach sicha tzorich brocha. It's tzorich brocha. This last man the Omer had saying that even gavel etura, so the chiddush is not just tzorich brocha is not called a hefsek. Even tzorich suda is not called a hefsek. Because osa lechol achi yachala behemtoi. So it's not a din in the brocha, it's a din in your suda. You cannot have a suda until you feed your animals. That's also not considered a hefsek. That's also considered tzorich. Tzorich suda is also a chiddush din that even though it's not mehilchas brocha, it's mehilchas suda. It's mehilchas suda. Still, we're masik that even in such a case, you don't have to make a brocha. Frek the prima godim. Very interesting question. In Kuf Samach Zayin, if someone after he makes a brocha v'amoytzi, before he takes a bite, he remembers he didn't have a mincha. So should he now daven mincha before he takes a bite? Why? Because also la'odom lispalel. So right now it's just like it's also kodim lebehemtoy. So we said gavel etur is not a hefsek. So you're not allowed to eat before you daven. So maybe now you should daven.
I think he better eat.
He better eat. That's a prima godim's kasha. Zok the Pshalim Zalman, the Michal Shloima. There's a partial difference, and that's what you mean. When it comes to feeding your animals, that's the seder of how to go about having your lunch. There's a seder, you feed your shvarim before you eat yourself. Masha Enkein, the din that you're not allowed to eat before you davened, is not a din in the Hilchas Suda. It's not a din in Halacha and Suda that you have to have davened before. When it comes to the other things, it's not called a hefsek, because either we said it's Tzorich Bracha, it's a din in the Bracha, I made the Bracha and I tell them not Toil Baruch, or in Mechadish, even in Hilchas Suda, since you're not allowed to have a meal until your behemoth eats, so it's not called a hefsek, and you're allowed to tell them Gavel Etura. But to say that you should daven up because it's a din yet you can't eat till you daven, that's not a din in Hilchas Suda, that's a din in Tefillah. There's a din that you have to have davened before you ate. But it's not a din in the Hilchas Suda that you can say that it should be mutter to daven, avada that you don't do, and avada that we consider a hefsek, and you don't now start davening mincha after you made the bracha.
Zog the Gemara. So we see Al-Kaponim being mafsik
is mutu when it's letzorich, either letzorich bracha or letzorich suda. That's not called a hefsik.
Zog Tesis. Have a melech tzorich levorich. Why would you have to be mevorich by have a melech? Zog the Gemara. Because that's already hesach hadas. Vochi amrinim befer gimel menoches. Sach ben tfilin tfilin tzorich levorich v'chein halocha. Im sach ben birchus amoytzi lachila. Someone that talks between the birchas hamoitzi and achila, or between kiddush and drinking, you have to make a bracha again. Ilav milsa the shaych lesuda, unless it's something that's shaych to the suda. Kumay tol baruch v'chem b'shchita tzoch lachzal lavorich. Ilav me milsa the shchita. Kumay ha'oid yoyse behemos. How many more animals to shecht v'tani goylem lishchoit? Oishiyomer achoyz heitev. Hold on tight to the animal's neck. Shlo yishomet. So it shouldn't be nishmat. So it shouldn't be a pgima. It shouldn't be a dadros. It shouldn't be an ikur. Shlo yitivsel hashchita. Ain't to hafsoka. Then it's not a hafsoka. Ve'onu ein onu regilim lohavi ala shulchan loy melach v'loy lifton. Zektosis. We do not bring melach and lifton necessarily on the table. Vishum de pashalohu choshuv. The whole purpose of melach is to make it choshuv. Our bread is be'etzim choshuv. Vareyu ki hod oma besomuch leizdein tzorch boshesh. He did bring melech on the table. It doesn't mean you have to dip the melech, the bread in the melech. It says having it on the table. The melech alashulchan is megan aleim. That's the din of the melech. Now we know you have to dip it in also, but the ikka is to have the melech alashulchan.
But you don't have to dip it.
If you have high blood pressure, don't dip it.
Oh, for sure not.
Now, zok di gemara weiter. Omer over by Shmuel, mishum rabchia, ein abitzer, asher liftzoya, you're not allowed to cut the bread, ad shiaviu melach, until they bring the melach. Oy lift on, lifnei kol echod v'yechod, until they bring the melach on the table. Rove by Shmuel, ikle v'eresh kolusa, afikole rifte, they brought the bread, ubotza lehedya, and he was betzea before they brought the melach. Omale hoda mamish maitze, you yourself said, Rabbi Bashmul, Mishum Abchia said, Eina betzea rasher lefzoya, until they bring. Omalu leiz dein tzoch boshesh, leiz dein tzoch boshesh, zog drashi, ikuv kumoy boshesh. Kloima pasne kihizu vein tzicha lifton. It's a good bread. It doesn't need a lift on. It doesn't need a melach. Let it taste the svara was. It's a chosh of a thing. It doesn't need it.
It's got the salt in there already.
That's another svara. It has the salt in there. Correct. Here he's saying be'etzim it's a pastakia. Zok di gemara ve'omar over by Shmuel. Zok di gemara ve'omar over by Shmuel mishum abchia. Ein meraglaim kalim ela b'yeshiva. When a person urinates, the last droplets only come out without hesitation when he sits. Because when he stands, he's nervous that he might have mitzoytzes falling on his shoes. Because he doesn't want it to drip back on him. So mainly he's scared. But if the earth is a soft earth where it absorbs the urine, then you don't have to sit. Then even if you stand, it's not going to hit back. It's not going to hit back on your shoes. It's not going to go back on you. Because it's going to be absorbed. That's his whole concern. His concern is he's not going to let the last droplets come out because he's concerned about the nitzoytzes spilling back on him. But if it's ofet ichoyach, there's no problem. Then even ba'amida. V'yilek ofet ichoyach, there is no ofet ichoyach. Yamid b'makom gavoyev, yashin l'makom medroin. Stand in a higher area, and then it'll go down, and you don't have to worry about nitzoytzes. Zog d'mov, omer omer by Shmuel, mishmeder abchia, echot, achakol echiloscho, echol melach. After you finish eating, whatever you eat, have salt afterwards. Drink water. And you won't be harmed. What do you say? Unless you have high blood pressure. If a person ate all the foods in the world, didn't eat salt, in the daytime, yidag min reach hapeh, be concerned about a bad odor coming out of your mouth. Ubelayla, in the evening, if you went to sleep by eating without salt or by drinking without water, so then yidag bimne askero, you have to worry about the death of askero, which starts off from the bet and it goes to the choking, like the Gemara described. Zog the Matan Rabbanon. Hamak be'achilos be'mayim. If someone has his food float in water, which means you're drinking a lot of water after you eat, ain't a bali de choyle ma'ayim. You don't come to stomach ailments. V'kama and how much water? Om Rav Chisda kita in the pass. One kitan for pass. So do the calculation. How much a kitan is exactly and how much a pass is. But that is how much you have to drink water and have the mayim. Drink water after your food. Zog di Gemara. Om Rav Mori, Om Rav Yechna, Rogel Ba'adoshim. If someone eats lentils, Achas HaShloshim Yoim, Manei Askara Mitach Beisa, it also prevents Askara, this Choyler of Askara. Zog Rashi, Ibo Machmas Itzu B'nei Ma'ayim Ba'adoshim Shalshalim. Adoshim causes you to have Shilshul. So the whole Askara starts off, it emanates, it starts off from a B'nei Ma'ayim, the illness. So you don't have the itz, the otzur, you're not constipated if you're meshalshel, and that's what the lentils, that's adoshim too off. So once in 30 days, you have adoshim.
How about prune juice?
Prune juice also will do the job, correct. Aval kol yoyim aloy, but not every day. Too much is no good. My timer, b'shem dekoshel reyach hapeh, that's already going to cause a odor coming out of your mouth. If someone has chadl, every 30 days, mustard will prevent illnesses. But every day, not my time. It causes heartache. If someone has small fish, he doesn't come to ailments of the stomach. It multiplies and it heals the body of a person. Ketzach. If someone is rogil, bekitzach, and a body they cave lave, he doesn't have a cave lave. Zagdrashi Rabbi Sein Mefarshim Naila Belaz. Aval in the Shemati means roim shezogin noise beetz Yishmael. It's a type of seed that's called ketzach. Zokmal Meisir Hashbag Oimel Ketzach Echod Mishishim Samni Amoves is 1/60th of death. Va'yoshen leMizrach Goynoy. If someone sleeps on the Mizrach of his goyren, Domei Beroishoy. He's going to be blamed for his own death. So we see, Akoponim, it's not a good thing, this Ketzach. So the smell of it, that's no good. The taste of it is good. She baked the bread for her son. She was madbik on it in order to have the taste. Because the reach is no good, but the taste is good. Back to the mission. The Bible said this is a very specific bracha you make for dashoyim. You don't make a regular adoma. Omer Rab Zeira, v'item Rab Chanina bar Papa, in halacha Rab Yehuda, halacha is not like Rab Yehuda. We make a regular burpee adoma on all vegetables. Omer Rab Zeira, v'item Rab Chanina bar Papa, my time Rab Yehuda, what's the reason of Rab Yehuda? Omer Kro, Baruch Hashem, yoim yoim. Every day. Give me ein bechoysov the proper specific brachas. Hochanami kol min v'min telem ein bechoysov. That's who makes boyre mini deshoyin. V'am rab zere v'tem rab chinin bar papa boyre eshlo k'minis b'kosh boch k'minis b'osav edom. Midas b'osav edom klei reikon machzik mole. An empty utensil you can fill up, but mole ain't a machzik. Midas b'osav edom klei reikon machzik. Mole ain't a machzik. When it's full, it's full. However, by the Eibush is not so. Avla Koshboch ain't a cane. Mole machzik. Reikon ain't a machzik. What does it mean? Mole is machzik. But Reikon is not machzik. Zog di Gemara Shenemal. Vayoymer im Shomoya Tishma. Im Shomoya. If you're mole, if you hear the Torah, then Tishma, there is room to absorb more. Vim lav. But if you don't know the Torah, if you're not ma'oretz, loy Tishma, then you will not absorb. So mole is machzik. Dover Achel, im Shomoya b'yoshon, if you chaze old, tishma b'chodosh, you'll be able to grasp new. Vim yifne levavcha, shuv loy tishma. But if you're going to be mfane levavoy from learning, from chazering, then you will not. So we see clearly, Zog Drashi, im tishma b'yoshon shishoniso, v'shilashto mashamata ishtakad. So then you'll be able to grasp more. Zog the Mishnah. If someone makes a boire priadoma on peros ilon is yotzo, because after all the peros ilon emanate from the ground too. Val peres ha'oretz, but if you make a bracha on the peres ha'oretz on the fruits, I'm sorry, al peres ha'oretz on the vegetables, you make a bayer piyo eitz, then you're not going to be yotze, de lo yotze. Because on fruits, you can make adom because it emanates from the ground. But on vegetables, you can't make a eitz because it doesn't emanate from the eitz. Val kulom, and in all brachas, im oma shahakul ni bedvoga yo yotze. Zog the man tana, the iko ilon arahu. The main sustenance comes, the Elon comes from the ground, and that's why Boru Pi Adoma Yoytz on the Peres Elon. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Rabbi Yehudi Ditnan Yovesh Hamayon. If the well dried, V'niktzatz Elon, or if your tree got cut, maybe when it comes to Bikurim, maybe when it comes, you cannot read the parsha because you don't own the land anymore. If you don't have a tree, if you don't have a mayon, you have nothing. Rabbi, you don't even know. Maybe the koira, you have the ground. Since the peres ilon, the main sustenance is from the adoma, I have the ground. I might not have the tree, but I have the ground. I might not have the mayan, but I have the ground. So melech, maybe the koira, that's called al adoma. The main thing is the ikka yenika comes from the adoma, and melech you maybe the koira. Zog di gemara al peres oretz pshita om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok le nitzcho al peres oretz you make bayir pri oretz. And Adam doesn't work. Zogmor pshita. I'm sorry. A peres ha'oretz on vegetables, then the eitz doesn't work. Pshita. It's poshut that's the case. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok loy nitzricha el Rav Yehuda doma chito min iloni. A chito, a kernel, is a type of tree. The tiny ilon shocham men Adam Rishon. What was the ilon that Adam Rishon ate from? Remeoy me gefen oyo. It was a gefen. It was a vine. Maybe Yolala la'odem ela yayin. What causes Yolala crying and a downfall? Yayin. Shenema vayesh min yayin vayishka. But by Noach. So we see that wine is the downfall. So that's Yolala. And since Adam Rishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, so it must have been a grape. Reb Nechem yayim teena hoyso. Why? Shabedovish and iskalkel ben iskenu. What was the kilkel was in the tikkun was shenema vitzu ale teino, so it must be in the niskalkel in that fruit, and that's where that was the tikkun. Rabbi Yudai mechita hoyso, that's a birushita. Shein atinik yedea likrois abba v'imo. When does it say abba imo? At shiitom tam dogon. You have to first eat dogon. So we see chita brings das, and that was called etza das. Salk datchem is what's a chiddush. Salk datchem, you might think. Hoyvom Rabbi Yudai chita min ilonu. Since it's a min ilon, livichalei boyre prio eitz. Maybe you should be able to be yoytze bayir priya eitz even on a chita. Kamash v'lon, then no. Hey, chamavachin bayir priya eitz. And this is a big yisoid in bayir priya eitz. When do we make a bayir priya eitz? Hey, chadichi shaklis leila peira isa legavzo. When you remove the fruits, when the fruits fall off, isa legavzo. Zogdrashi, what remains? Ha'anof shelo eitz. Meaning, the anof of the eitz remains. The anaf are the branches. The branches of the tree remain. Meaning, it's not enough to have the shoroshim remain from year to year, the roots. You have to have the branches remaining from year to year, and the fruits regrow on those branches, then it's a bayir priya eitz. So this is Shitas Rashi, what's called a bayir priya eitz. Bayir priya eitz is dependent if the anafim remain, if the branches remain from shana l'shana. Shitas HaRosh is a whole different shita. The Rosh says that kol dovesh oise peres mishona leshona nikre eitz. Whenever the fruits come out from year to year, it's called an eitz. Ava kol dovesh etzoch lezaroi b'chol shona. You have to replant it. That means the shoroshim don't remain. Nikre piya oretz. Then you make a hadoma. So the rosh is not dependent on the branches remaining from year to year. It's dependent on the shoroshim remaining from year to year. That means the roots. And if you replant it, then it's not an eitz. There's a third sheet that brought down in the goinim. The matcha brings this. That's referring to the trunk. If the trunk of the tree remains, then it's considered an eitz. If the trunk does not remain, even though the shoroshim remain, then it's already considered hadoma. So we have three shitas over here in what's considered the gavzo. Is it the ikke, is the shoroshim? Is it the trunk? Or is it the pshat, the branches? And obviously there's many nafkaminas legabe what kind of fruits will be considered ha'etz.
Kabbalah Reb Shmuel Leib Diskin, when he saw the sabras in Eitzo, he said, you make ha'etz on it. Others, sabras. Then there's a whole discussion in the Pesach about blueberries and raspberries, because there's another Indian brought down, if an elon is pachas megimel, so then also it doesn't have the din of ha'etz. even if it has the other milas. So that is, this is really, it's all dependent on this Gemara, Isa legavza. Zog the Gemara, chishakas lelepeche, Isa legavza, v'hoda mapik, and then it comes out again. Aval, zog the Gemara, memome beis. Hech the chishakas lelepeche, but when you remove the fruit, leisa legavza, you don't have the gavza, whatever the gavza is, does the gavza mean the trunk, does the gavza mean the branches, the hoda mapik, then loy mevach lebeir pi'etz, elebeir pi'adoma, that's the criteria. Is the gavza here or not? Let's see this Tosis talking about him. Isa legavza v'hoda osi. Isa legavza v'hoda osi mehocha nira de tutim upreizish uvuntish. Tutim we know are strawberries. Ukiyoitz ben tzichin levoch lem boi pi'etz, sharei derocha etz liskayim yomim rabim. It remains. The tree itself remains. When you remove the fruit, the tree remains. Maybe even the branches remain. But the component of the tree remains, and it's just the new fruits that grow. The Mesechs Kalayim, the Mevorchet al Kol Minei Datod, all types of bushes. Even if the bushes grow raspberries and types of fruits. The Komer Osom, Hehegin va'atodin min ilonim, these types of bushes, ve'einon kilayim bekerem, uporach v'atanyu elen min edashoyim, akundes va'atadu mishani, tamon lebrocha, v'ocha lekilayim, there's two dinim, one a din kilayim, but din brocha is a different din. Amalin yim brocha min edashoyim, legabe kilayim, it might be an eight, but legabe brochas, it's called dashoyim. Umir ledivga hakol, prizish tzorch levoach lem b'r pi eight, de'ein a godol al itadin, it doesn't grow in a bush, ve'eitza miskayim mishono lishono. Now, even though Tosis over here says that on tutim, which are strawberries, you make a bayer pri or eitz, because the derech of the eitz is miskayim yomim rabim, and the pri regrows on this tree that remains from year to year, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Gimel clearly says there's different types of strawberries. The tutim that we have are called tutim agdelim b'sneh. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch says bayer pri adoma. So it's clearly there's two types of tutim. There's tutim that are grow more on trees, and there's tutim that grow on the fruits, the trees that we have that tutim grow on, and those are more like bushes, and those you make hadoma on. Bananas is another big discussion in the poskim. It really depends on, again, on the shita sarosh or the shita goinim. What is considered the gavza remains? Does it mean the shiroshim remain? Or does it mean the trunk remains? Or does it mean the branches remain? So bananas is something where the trunk indeed is nischalef every year. It doesn't remain. But the shiroshim remain. So according to the shita sarosh that says all depend on the shiroshim, if the roots remain, then it's ha'eit. So the banana will be ha'eit. But lemaisa, according to the shita sagoinim, that it's the tully in the trunk, the trunk does not remain by a banana tree, then taket hadoma. We take make a hadoma on a banana. We're going al kaponim in this. We're going with the shitza goinim that the trunk lemaisa is nischalef, and that's where we make a hadoma. According to Rashi, for sure, if the trunk is nischalef, for sure the anofim, the branch on nischalef. So for sure you'd make a hadoma. And many other fruit items are discussed in the poiskim. Different fruits, what the brachas would be dependent on these criteria, on this machlokes v'shoinim, on raspberries and blueberries, or like I said, sabra, b'shulei b'ad kabbalah, that it's, he said that it's considered eitz, bushes that are below three tvachim, even on papayas, there's a machlokes in the poiskim, on eggplant, all different type of food items are all dependent on this sugya. We'll stop over here, daf mem omid beis, by the two dots on the top of the omid.